Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Show second hour rocking and rolling here on this 13th day of April. It just so happens to be my dad's birthday today, the big 7-0. It's his birthday. We're pumped about that. There we go. Happy birthday. I call my dad, I've always called my dad the big guy ever since I was a little kid. One of my cousins always called him Uncle Big Guy, and then the name just stuck. So happy birthday, Big Guy. Appreciate him. Great guy. I got to say this. You know, I've been asked a lot about my sports stuff, like how I got into sports radio. Well, it was my dad and my brother. We would go to Broncos games all the time. I'm from Eastern Colorado, so it was always a drive for us. You know, 3 to 4 hour drive. And with my dad, it could sometimes turn into a 5 hour drive, maybe even a 6 hour drive. So we'd load up for Broncos games, Rockies games, Nuggets games, whatever. We'd always have a copy of the Denver Post that my dad would pick up, and my brother would sit in the front seat. I'd sit in the back, and my brother and I would, you know, he'd read an article, he'd read a page, he'd hand it back to me, I'd read a page, and we would just take turns, and then we would listen to, you know, the Denver stations on the way to the Broncos game, the pregame shows and everything, and we would get pumped up, ready to rock and roll. It was an adventure for us, you know. We weren't big tailgaters. We would just get there and walk to the stadium. You know, if we got there early enough, we'd try to go see the players walking in, get out there, walk around for a while, and get set and ready to go. And we loved it. We absolutely loved it. And, of course, late game, we would come home and listen to the post-game shows on the way. So, thanks, Big Guy. Thanks to my dad, of course. My wonderful brother, God certainly rest his soul, for that. So, I mean, I just, you know, his birthday today, and just thinking about how I got into this business and stuff. It's because I listened to radio, and I wanted to immerse myself in the sports scene every single time we'd come up here. And that was just a big part of my life, and it continues to be. Yes, you know, Nuggets, same thing. Driving to McNichols Arena, watching a terrible team in the 90s for the most part. The Nuggets were bad. So that's why it is fun where we are right now. You know, we're talking about a Nuggets team who's gotten out of the first round 3 years in a row with Michael Malone, went to the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago, and we are now in a different spot where, you know, this team, your expectations this year might be different, but I think if Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. were healthy, you would have changed those expectations. So what's going on with Jamal? Is he going to play? What does that look like? Well, I know Altitude TV's Vic Lombardi, I got to see him on Thursday, by the way. Great guy. I've talked to him a few times on the show. He tweeted out this morning, I asked Nuggets boss Tim Conley if he would be at all surprised if Jamal Murray walked into the arena next week and announced he's playing. Tim Conley's response? Not at all. When Jamal feels like he's ready, he's going to sprint out there. He's in the red zone of recovery. In the red zone of recovery. What does that mean? It means he's right there? We're almost there? Getting darn close to it? Man, if he can play, and again, you have to worry about the minute restriction and everything. What does that look like? You know, even if he does play, what does that ultimately look like? And I think I'm willing to take that risk. I'm willing to take that risk, and if he can play, you just put him out there. Does he come off the bench? I have this really weird feeling that Jamal's going to that we're going to get an announcement on Friday that Jamal's going to play game one. If he doesn't play game one, maybe he's good for like game three or four. And what does that do to your expectations? He's cleared to play. Medically, he is cleared to play. So It's about him getting over that mental hurdle. And we talked about this yesterday. There's a lot of people that think he needs to get past it. He needs to just push it and force the issue. I'm somewhere in between because it's really difficult for me to... You can't put yourself in somebody's position. You certainly can't put yourself in somebody's head like that and know where they are. I mean, you're talking about your future as well, and if you're not ready, you do... You know, I had coaches always used to say, when you tense up, that's when you're going to get hurt. Well, if you're not ready mentally, does that mean he's going to tense up a little bit more? He's not going to put as much on that leg? Meaning he's putting more on the other leg? He's not cutting sharply enough? And, you know, if you're not fast in this game, you could get hurt. You know, it's not football, but still, you could get hurt if you're not fully engaged mentally and physically. Now, I do get your point on the money side of it, and I get your point on the Joker side of it. Like, Nikola Jokic has been run absolutely ragged this year, which is so nice that he's getting this full week. I mean, they haven't played since Sunday, and they won't play till Saturday. But I think it would be a game changer if he could play. Do I expect Bubble Jamal? No, we haven't seen Bubble Jamal since Bubble Jamal. You didn't see that version even before he got hurt. Jamal was a good player. He wasn't a great player before he went down last year. He was a good player. In fact, I was talking about Michael Porter Jr. perhaps surpassing Jamal last year. But Porter struggled in those playoffs. A lot was put on him in the playoffs, and he didn't deliver, and that's why this year was supposed to be a big test. Now, what about this side? What about Steph Curry? That's the other side. So Jamal, I feel like he might go in the series if Denver can... If he doesn't go early, which for some reason I have a sneaky suspicion that he might go early, Denver's got to stretch this series out. I mean, you got to win. It'd be ideal if you could split one on the road, pull off an upset. And then, who knows, split another one at home. Tie this thing up. I like the Nuggets' chances. I really do. Am I saying bet a lot of money on Denver to beat Golden State in this series? No. But I think they can win. I really do. And that's if Steph Curry was Steph Curry of old, not hurt, coming off this injury, and Klay Thompson was not coming off his injury, and you're telling me Joker's without Jamal and Michael Porter Jr., then no. But this is different. This is not the Klay Thompson from 2 years ago or 3 years ago. This isn't even the Steph Curry because he's been battling an injury. So how long is that going to take him to get up to speed? Golden State reported this morning that he could return to full practice this week. But he's got that sprained ligament and a bone bruise in his left foot that's just not really healing that well. Coach Steve Kerr said on Tuesday he's day-to-day, but he won't suit up for the Warriors in the postseason until after he has scrimmaged. The team is expected to scrimmage tomorrow, which is Thursday. Curry's been doing individual work on the court in recent days. Now, if Curry doesn't go in game one, I think the pressure then turns on to Denver. Like, that's your opportunity. Go steal one. I still think that they have... I think they win on Saturday. I really do. I think Denver wins on Saturday. And then you take home court advantage away from Golden State. Now, if Curry is not playing, man, you have a gigantic opportunity. You know, I go back and I look at the regular season series between these two teams. You know, Denver won on right after Christmas, 89-86. Then they played again later on after the All-Star break. Denver won again, 117-116. They played on March 7th. Denver won 131-124. Close games, all close games. And then the last time around, of course, I believe Golden State won that game, 113-102. But I think that it's doable. I really do. In fact, I'm picking them. I'm doing it right now, Jades. I think the Nuggets win the series against Golden State. And then they'll go up against what? What did we say, Memphis? They get Memphis in the second round? And look out. And if you can win this series, though, stretch it out. You might see Jamal Murray in the middle of it. And then you get Jamal back, not fully, obviously, but a more confident Jamal in the Memphis series. And maybe you're even talking about MPJ. Again, a lot of that is wishful thinking. Dixon here. Brady, I feel the Nuggets not finding a way to take Davon Reed in the postseason is going to show to be a bad move. He's been a solid player for this team. And I know he battled some injuries too. It could be a big move. It could be a bad decision to not have him on the lineup. Who's the other guy they should have kept off, though? You know, because you can only go in with so many guys. Because they're going to keep the Greens. They got DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, what, you want to keep Faku out? Would you? How about that? Would you keep Faku out over Reed? Just curious. Yeah, I'll be curious too. Let's see. I got a couple more texts. Let's read them. I know he's a two-way guy, but they should have ponied up a contract for him. Way more useful than Chanchar or whoever. Even Faku with it. Okay, so you're saying Faku. Yeah, I would have gone up with a contract with him and carried him over Faku. Chanchar, I think, could still be... I think he could still be a player. He's just been hurt all year. Faku has turned out... I think that Faku... I love the guy. So much spunk, but that experiment's probably faded. Probably done. Ah, thanks, Eastside Chris. Happy birthday to the big guy. also wanting to know, would it be better to be in the green zone of recovery? I don't know. I think the red zone's good. It means he's close. He's about to score the touchdown. The touchdown would be Jamal's back. I think Jamal's coming. I think he's going to play. I don't know about Saturday. I'm not going to be shocked, though. I get a weird suspicion that he might. But I think he's going to have an opportunity to play in this series. But you got to hang on. I think Saturday's a really important game for Denver. I do kind of put pressure on them to win this one on Saturday, because I feel like if you win that game, no matter what, you're stretching out this series. And, you know, you guarantee you're not going to get swept. So does that make it look like, all right, Jamal might come back if you go to a game five? Now, it's all set. So they play Saturday, 6:30 on ABC. They play Monday at Golden State again for game two. That is Monday night at 8 o'clock on TNT. Thursday, and then they get a couple of days off in between that. So again, stretch this out. Win game one and you're not getting swept. And then you don't play game three until Thursday. That'll be 8 o'clock on TNT as well. Sunday will be an afternoon game, 1:30, ABC. I don't feel like the Nuggets do very well on afternoon games. Game five, if need be, would be Wednesday, April 27th. Game six would be Friday, April 29th. And game seven, if need be again, would be Sunday, May 1st. I do think that coming up, game one is pretty big for Denver. Now, let's see. Is there a spread out yet? The Nuggets are 5.5 dogs at this point. 5-point dogs on Saturday. They love Golden State to win this thing. Now, again, that's at home. What does that look like? What does that look like on the road? I still think Golden State might be a slight favorite. But if Curry doesn't go on Saturday, I believe the pressure is all on Denver to win this thing, to win Saturday. Get game one. They won game one last time they played. I've been talking about that a lot. I mean, I remember that. Andre Miller, last second little layup, won the game for him, and then they went on to lose the next three. So winning game one doesn't... It's obviously not the end-all, be-all, but Denver also had home court at that point. So once they lost home court advantage, you wonder if that messed with them mentally. If Denver can steal home court from Golden State by just winning game one, then maybe you're in business here. Joker obviously has to play extremely special like he's done all year, probably another notch. I'm putting a lot, as I've mentioned, Bones Highland, I think, is going to be a big player coming off the bench for him. But then, of course, Aaron Gordon. And here's the thing about Will Barton. Will Barton, I know, makes most Nuggets fans pull their hair out, but he does have moments. He hasn't really been involved in the playoffs much for Denver. He's always kind of hurt right around these times. Is this going to be Will Barton's time? Is this when he shines and finally proves all the Nuggets doubters wrong? He comes out fired up and makes the plays, comes up with the big scores late, plays smart basketball. That's what I worry about. I worry about Will Barton when he scores. Because when he scores, I feel like mentally he thinks he's untouchable, so he's going to take on triple teams. DeMarcus Cousins, who's getting this second shot at life, so to speak, in the NBA? Does he take this thing and run with it? You're getting some guys coming back off of injury. You know, Zeke Nagy, who had great glimmers throughout the course of the early portion of the season. Can he step up? Bryn Forbes, he was your new addition. He and DeMarcus Cousins, obviously, but Bryn Forbes is a shooter. Can he help match some of that great shooting? I'm ready for it, man. Saturday's going to be a blast. You got there. My expectations aren't necessarily to win, but I'm predicting them to win. If they lose, I'm not going to be disappointed. They're picked to lose by the national guys. But I believe they can win. Am I going to be disappointed? No, this whole season has had a big, Jamal's out, MPJ's out. And that's exactly what I'll say at the end of the series. Well, it just proved to be too much for this team. Hats off to them for making it to the playoffs. But without a healthy Jamal Murray and MPJ all year, pretty much, it just proved to be too much. The Joker wore down. Next year's the year. But I do think they can do it. I think they can beat Golden State. And again, if you outlast Golden State in this series, does that open up potential for Jamal Murray to come back for the second series against the Memphis team? And that's when things really get interesting for Denver. 21 minutes after the hour, I want to thank No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. I sold some Michael Jordan cards to No Limit Collectibles the other day. I was happy with it, man. I bought those cards years ago in the 90s, thinking they were going to be worth something. The problem was they printed millions of Michael Jordan cards in the 90s. But Ken and crew, did right by me. They hooked me up, bought my cards. They're going to use them. They're going to sell them at events because kids love to still buy Michael Jordan cards. I'm telling you, whether you're 90 years old, 70 like my dad today, you're 50, you're 20, you're 15, No Limit Collectibles is the place, man. Get that man cave cooked up. Get that station lobby of yours looking good. You know, your office, your room, whatever. No Limit Collectibles is the place. There's no limit to what you can collect. They're now in Greeley, right next to Cables. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. 22 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
.103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Six minutes after the hour, got our On the Rocks Liquor Game Beer of the Week. This one's from Berthoud Brewing, Low Rider Lime. Pick up selections from Berthoud Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight. Check them out this Friday from 4 to 7 for free beer tastings from the Boston Beer Company, of course, the makers of Samuel Adams. You're not going to want to miss that. I'm a Samuel Adams guy, so that should be delicious. Friday, 4 to 7. Try something out and take it home. Or, you know what? Go with your standby. Or try our game beer of the week from Berthoud Brewing, a Low Rider Lime. 27 minutes after the hour. All right, our boy Justin Michael from DNVR Rams, you hear him a lot with Brian Gary on the good Afternoon Guy program. And Justin was, he tweeted out moments ago or earlier today that Mel Kiper Jr. has his mock draft, and he has the Broncos moving a little bit, not much, but at like 64, whatever that would be, he has the Broncos taking none other than superstar CSU tight end Trey McBride in the second round. Boy, I've been talking about that, about how good he would look in a Denver Broncos uniform. I would sign off for that for sure. Yeah, here it is. Mel Kiper has Trey McBride going to Denver at number 64 in his most recent mock draft. Now, some have, you know, talked about, well, why would you do that? Is Russell Wilson really going to utilize the tight ends a lot? I think he's had some tight ends that he's worked really well with over the years. for Seattle, of course. But I listen, Trey McBride, though, he's a difference maker. He is going to be, he can block. He is a utility tight end, but he's also a stud catch, a receiver, too. So I'm looking at him thinking, yeah, this guy, you're going to be able to do a lot with him. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I still don't know that he lasts past the first round. I think he's a first-round guy. You know, I've talked about him getting, you know, the Broncos having to move up in order to get a guy like McBride, and that's, I still feel like that's going to be the case. I don't think he's going to be there by late second round. So either Mel Kiper's just flat-out not putting any stock in tight ends. I'd be curious, and I haven't looked at it, the mock draft of Mel Kiper's recent one today with that. I mean, how many mock drafts do you get, though? Is it fair that Mel Kiper just keeps throwing out mock drafts? Shouldn't he just get one, and then you judge him off of one? Because I can give you 45 different scenarios. Surely one of them is going to be close. Because he does a lot of different ones. I'm just curious as to, like, how many players. That's a lot of players before him. That's almost two full rounds that he's got going. That is two full rounds. I mean, I look back at, like, Zach Miller. He played pretty well. And Luke Wilson played pretty well with Russell Wilson. I mean, it's not that tight ends can't make it work. But I'd like to see what a Trey McBride would look like in a Denver Broncos uniform. No doubt about it. I think he'd be great. All right, thanks to our good friends at Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. We got a hookup for you. Jades, these are good tickets too, man. These are good seats. Really good seats. Jades' eyes went big. I got Rockies Cubs tickets for tomorrow, correct? Thursday night. Thanks to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. I know Scott's a big Rockies guy, and he's like, hey, I want to hook listeners up once in a while, man. So thanks to them, we're able to do this giveaway. Plan ahead. Live well, plan ahead. Here's the live well part. Go to the Rockies game tomorrow. Caller number 10. We're going to go caller number 10. You're going to get a chance to go see the Colorado Rockies take on the Chicago Cubs tomorrow. And can they keep this good vibe rolling? 970-353-1310. That's the First Advantage text line. 970-353-1310. You got Kyle Freeland going up against Justin Steele tomorrow night, 6:40 Mountain Time. Should be a blast of a game. Caller number 10 right now on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. You got a pair of tickets coming your way to go see the Rockies and Cubs tomorrow night. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Hey, for over 51 years now, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. With 6 medical campuses and providing care along the Front Range, OCR is proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. Go to their website, orthohealth.com. 36 minutes after the hour, the whole show continues. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Are you buying into the Rockies hype right now? Sitting at 4-1, winning the series against the Dodgers was no small feat. And look at this, Jade. 64% of the hooligans say yes, they are buying into it. Wow. What happened to the skeptical hooligans that I normally deal with on this show? Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. I'm actually shocked. We have positive hooligans today. Look at that. I'm proud of you guys. Now, I'm not buying in, but I'm proud of you. Getting a little optimism here on a Wednesday afternoon. Huh, how about that? Okay, cool. Are you buying into the Rockies hype? Yes or no? Oh, look at that. I just refreshed. Back down to 56% yes. But still, the yeses are leading. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let me know what you guys think. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Are you buying in to the Rockies hype at this point? I'm not buying or not buying in. I'm sitting back, and I know you just hate me right now because I always bitch at the Hooligans for taking that stance when you comment say, why not both? Why don't you give me until May? Here's what I'm saying. I guess my answer would be no. I'm not buying the hype. But I'm also kind of like, not the curmudgeon-y, just wait, they're going to suck pretty soon anyway. Just stand back and wait for the Rockies to be terrible. No, I'm not there. I'm enjoying the ride. I love some of the pieces on this team. I do think things are going to settle back down, though. And they're going to be kind of flirting around a 500 mark. And we'll see what happens with the Cubs tomorrow. But I was wrong, Jades. So we gave away a pair a moment ago. I have two pairs, and this pair is behind home plate. This pair is behind home plate? Okay. Whoa, last caller lost out.
Club level, too.
Club level behind home plate. So I tell you what, I'm going to give that away in about 10 minutes. So keep it here. 10 minutes. That one's home plate. Beautiful, beautiful seats. As the Rockies look to keep this thing going against the Cubs, and you'll be Kyle Freeland will be pitching. Well, you got to listen. The schedule. You got a lot of home games coming up. That Philadelphia series will be interesting on Monday as well. But this is a four-game set coming up against Chicago. Pitchers you'll see are Freeland, Marquez, Sensatella, and Gomber in this one. And then we'll get back to Chad Kuhl on Monday. And again, don't forget, you got that Rockies Cubs game here on KFKA tomorrow night. Looking forward to seeing what this team can continue to do. And listen, April's a good month for them typically. But they need to make it a great month. And that's the only way you kind of get rid of the stigma. Don't just make it a good month. Really pull ahead here. Go on a streak. Take the Cubs in this series. Take the Phillies in the series. And then go on the road to Detroit. But if you can win these next two series, man, yeah, I think people start to buy in a little bit more. I'm still at that point where I'm hesitant, where I'm still saying, all right, give me a month and a half of this. And I'm not even saying you got to win all your, 4-1. I'm not saying you got to go 8-2 and then 12-3. I'm not saying that. I'm just looking at, can you be competitive against Chicago? Maybe split the series, four games. You win one against Philly, and then, yeah, I mean, then you're exactly where, you should be in April. But it's going to be interesting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I think the fact that we are talking about this is an amazing sign compared to where the Rockies were a year ago. The vibe wasn't there last year. April for the Rockies is always good, except for last year. Last year was the Nolan hangover. Life without Nolan. We're going to see if we can do this. Didn't feel like Trevor Story was going to be there. It was just like a means to an end on all this stuff. Didn't think John Gray was going to be there. So it was, I think, one foot in, one foot out kind of deal. I get it. But that, yeah, it definitely feels like the Rockies have turned the page from the Nolan Arenado thing. Holyoke says no, not buying in. I've birdied my first hole in golf and still had 90 before. Still shot 90 before. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not buying in either. Am I going to sit down tomorrow night with a cold beverage and enjoy the Rockies and not dread and go, oh, this team's going to get work? Yeah, I am. I'm going to enjoy it. But in the back of my head, I'm protecting my heart as well. I think you have to do that. Better chance of the Rockies going to the playoffs or the Nuggets beating the Warriors? That might be a poll question for tomorrow. Better chance of the Rockies going to the playoffs or the Nuggets beating the Warriors?
Nuggets.
Nuggets beating the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
I'm surprised to hear you say that because you're a Rockies guy. You're a baseball guy.
There's not as much on the line, though. Like, there's, especially with Curry out.
If Curry's out game one, I think you can really, really take some momentum from this series.
And you have to look at it from the Rockies standpoint, too. Like, they're in the best division in baseball.
That's true. And the Nuggets are going up against the Golden State team that 2 months ago I would have said, ooh, that's going to be scary. But because of where they are, yeah, I definitely think that this changes the tone of the series. I don't think it's as easy as saying, Golden State's just going to Steph Curry 3-point, 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 kill him to death. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, and I might be a little bit jaded because I've grown to know that Nikola Jokic is a superhero.
He's absolutely a superhero, Jades.
Is that right?
Yes. He's going to go crazy. He's going to prove once again that he's an MVP more and more. I love this, though. Kevin Durant yesterday said that, you know, he thinks Joel Embiid should be the MVP. And then he went on to say, well, everybody just likes Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'm like, wait, what? Last year we were bitching because nobody could say the Joker's name. And now Kevin Durant's saying, well, everybody likes the Joker. What? The fact that the Joker is winning MVPs, despite of all of the hate, all of the, well, he's not sexy, is second to none. Then KD doubles down. He talks about what it takes to win the MVP back-to-back, and he talks about Curry's year when he won it back-to-back, and he's like, look at what Curry did the second year. His point total was up. Their win percentage was higher. And again, he also had you and Clay and Draymond. He said if you want to win back-to-back MVPs, you have to do something better than what you did last year. Well, Joker just broke a record, did something that nobody's ever done. 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 500 assists. That's not good enough? Back-to-back, I mean, he did something that nobody's ever done, and he did it without Jamal Murray and MPJ.
Well, and how does it make sense that you have to be better than you were the year before? I mean, if you're still the best player in the league?
He's making it seem like, just give it to him and somebody else, because if you're just going to be the same player as you were last year, then give it to somebody else. I don't think it works like that. It's still the best player, whether his stats were the exact same or not. Who's the best player in the NBA? And right now, if you watch basketball, you would say Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA.
Well, and statistically, too.
Statistically, yeah. Joel's got him beat on the boards and the points, but you add in the assists. And then you also, again, add in the fact that the next best scorer is Will Barton. The next best player is, what, Aaron Gordon or Bones Highland? A rookie and a guy that's really become more of a role player. The next best player for the Sixers is James Harden, who's done this before, who's won an MVP. I just think that in order to win back-to-back, you got to do something better than you did last year. Well, even though I disagree with that argument, he did. He did something that no other player's ever done. And that's score 2,000 and grab 1,000 and pass for 500 assists. I mean, get the hell out of here with that. It's ridiculous. Holyoke, Nuggets, who's the X factor in this series for the Nuggets? I think it's going to be Bones Highland. Now, there is this weird part of me that wants to really annoy all of you guys and say it's going to be Will Barton. Because Will Barton, I think, has lost a lot. He's fallen out of favor with a lot of Nuggets fans over the years, and I think this year's kind of taken the cake, mainly because you're frustrated because you don't have any other stars. They're typically without Will Barton in these playoffs. Could he be the X factor? I'm going to stick with Bones, though. I think you're going to see some. I know, it's weird to put that much pressure on a rookie. Aaron Gordon's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be an X factor, though. I think he's going to be somebody. When I think of the X factor, I kind of think of a guy that you're not really expecting, you know, to pull this thing off, to do something crazy, to score 20-some points in a game. For Golden State, I mean, yeah, we're talking a lot about Steph Curry. We're talking a lot about Klay Thompson. But look at Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is really, really good. He could be an X factor for the Warriors. He's averaging almost 20 points per game. Dixon texting, and Brady, the way teams attack Joker in the playoffs is going to be way different than regular season. They're going to go at him more early and force refs to make calls and try to get him in foul trouble. And also come with a double team from behind as passes are being made to him and get steals. Playoff teams know they need to get him to the bench, and then the game is over. Okay, he's gotten out of the first round every time. So it has not worked in the first round. It hasn't worked overall in the first round for 3 years in a row. I get it. No, that's how you defend the Joker. But the MVP, he's got the timing down. You got to beat the double teams. You got to either shoot before the double teams hit or you find that guy that's open. The timing has to be perfect. I'm going to take it down a notch. It's not that they're even close to the same player, but watching CSU play Wyoming, Graham Ike was very good. Well, the Rams timed out their double team perfectly. If they go too soon, he's going to find the open guy They're going to leave a three-point shooter open, and Graham's going to throw it across the court. If they go too late, Graham's going one-on-one, and he's going to take it. Maybe he gets an and-one. He gets a foul. So the timing will have to be precise for Golden State, but Joker will have to be on his side of it. He's going to have to get that timing down perfectly. That means all Nuggets players, more than ever before, your head has to be on a swivel. You have to be looking for that ball at any moment's notice because the Joker's passing is going to be off the chain. The question is, can they handle the sauce? That's going to be the question. Because Joker's not changing. He'll absorb the double teams. He'll take on those double teams. But can Gordon cut effectively? Can your three-point shooters stay patient enough in the corners? Can you move when you need to move? That's going to be the big question to me. Holyoke says, we have to be able to guard the ball. Can you see Faku sneaking in for 8 to 10 minutes? Rivers and Forbes cannot defend. I could see Forbes. You know, it's funny. I could see Faku. Part of me is like, I think this experiment's done. But you're right. You need to get in guards' faces, and you need to frustrate these guards, and Faku's the guy to do it. I don't know if I'll go 8 to 10 minutes, but I could see some games where maybe Malone thinks that that's going to work. Rivers, I don't trust in the playoffs. Forbes can't defend, but he can shoot. So, you know, you're not going to see him in a lengthy role in these playoffs. But I really do think Bones Highland is going to, I think he's going to rise to the occasion because he loves the spotlight. At a young age, he loves in a good way. It's not like he's overly cocky. He just loves it. He has fun. He's a superstar. 49 minutes after the hour. All right, home plate, behind home plate. Rockies, Cubs, Kyle Freeland's going to the mound tomorrow. Let's go caller number 10 again, 970-35. Sorry, last caller number 10. Yes, this one. This pair is behind home plate. 970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. Caller number 10, you got right behind home plate. Get a chance to see the Rocks take on the Cubs tomorrow night. Hopefully that weather's all right for you. But great seats, so who cares? 49 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy live from the Allo Communications Studios.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
You guys are getting me fired up. So we did a segment that we started for CSU Michigan in that first round of March Madness, Jades. It's called, what is it, the Hype House? Is that what we're calling it, the Hype House? Just get pumped up, man. Jades is going to find a bunch of those pump-up type tunes, and we're going to get people rallied up, and that's coming up on Friday. Late in the Friday show, definitely after the 1:30 time frame. We're going to play that. We're going to have fun. I want your texts, man. I want your takes. So, Dixon, here's your takes, but I want that stuff. Like, pump it up, because we're going to raise the roof for the Nuggets, man. So I want my Nuggets fans rolling on Friday, because we're going to get you set up for the big weekend coming up for the Nuggets Golden State. Dixon says, I got some hot takes. Warriors will get Joker in foul trouble early. With Curry, Clay, Poole, Wiggins, etc., they're going to miss Reed's defense. Kerr is going to go at the Joker early and often. He's a smart coach, and that's why you got to be able to hit the three. I mean, that's when you need three-point shooters. That's when Michael Porter Jr. would be so perfect to have. Are you going to get Jamal Murray? Eastside Chris, if Joker was available to play with James, Durant, etc., would they jump at the chance? Maybe. I don't know. That's interesting. And some guys would. Giannis would. Luka would. Certain guys would. I don't know about LeBron. If he could win another championship, maybe. That's going to do it for us. Have a beautiful Wednesday. We've got Betting Across America coming up. I'm sure they're going to start breaking into it, into the NBA playoffs. And then we have the Good Afternoon Guy with none other than Brian Gary coming up at 3. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.